This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, what I want to do today is I want to do something backwards. I'm going to go back in time just a little bit to 2014, and then I'm going to bring you up to par as to what's going on today in the United States of America. But my kids were talking about this the other day, and I'm going to give you some details concerning the beast, the presidential car. I'm going to give you some information on the Secret Service, and I'm going to give you some information on as to how much it costs to move the President of the United States of America. And it's just crazy numbers. Astronomical is the word, but here we are. I mean, you would think that if the President of the United States of America was actually working for we the people, he wouldn't need as much protection as he has against we the people. And it's also interesting to know, friends, when you go back to the founding forefathers, they didn't need this special protection. Matter of fact, we went to none other than Woodrow Wilson's house in Washington, D.C. some time back, and we were told by the person giving the interview, not the interview, but the tour, and sharing with us that when he was the president, he ended his presidency, they dropped him off and they told him to have a good day. He didn't have Secret Service. Why all this protection? What's going on that they need all this protection against we the people? And folks, even going up to President Truman, for those that did not know, he used to walk up and down the streets, friends, not with an entourage of people protecting him from the people. No, he was up and down the streets shaking the hands of the constituents that he was to serve. So again, America, let's talk today about what has changed. Now, I'm going to start going back to 2014 to Barack Hussein Obama real quick, because one would think, listen carefully, that with all of the administration that Barack Hussein Obama has and the admiration, friends, and the support concerning Barack Hussein Obama that the supposed American people have, well, so the state-run media would have you believe, that the last thing he would need would be more protection from the people he is reportedly serving. Yet again, friends, it was recently reported that he is building a wall around the White House at taxpayer expense. He wanted to raise it a little bit higher. And for those that don't know, bringing you up to date concerning the criminal foreign sodomite Barack Hussein Obama, did anybody pay attention to, if you've seen his house in fact, did anybody pay attention to the wall and the security guards that he had around his house in D.C.? I hope you took the time to see the hypocrisy. Now, what I want you to pay attention to, facts, is America is awake to the fact that the southern border of the United States remains unsecure. It still is today, by the way. And the illegal aliens are invading us on a daily basis. They have doubled under Donald Trump. Yet his house needs to be secure by building a wall, speaking of Barack Hussein Obama, of protection against the people of this country that he supposedly serves. Friends, let me say this. If we judge a man by what he does rather than what he says, we're going to judge him by his fruit. That's what Jesus told us to do in Matthew 7:16. Now, when you look at what he is doing, building a wall around the people's White House, protecting him against we the people, and now, after the fact, moving out of the people's White House, moving to Washington, D.C., building a wall around his home with security guards, armed security guards, might I add, someone would actually stop and take a pause and think, boy, that's very telling, is it not? I mean, what is legal for him seems to be illegal for the American people. Read Deuteronomy 17:14-20. America, going back to 2014, he is there to work for you, but why is he so heavily protected against his own people, if we were his own people, in fact? See, because anyone who travels to Washington, D.C. will know what I'm talking about. When the president's motorcade goes through the town, every road is blocked off by armed officers and any building. Folks, it's very militant in Washington, D.C. It's very militant. And one must ask the question why it takes a military to protect a man that is supposed to be serving we the people in this country once again. But when you look at the motorcades going through Washington, D.C., you'll also notice that every road is blocked off by armed officers. And folks, we're not just talking about Glocks. We're talking about armed to the hilt. We're talking about Mach 4s. We're talking about AKs. We're talking about ARs. We're talking about having snipers on top of the building. We're talking about even money, friends, $75,000 every time the president of the United States of America moves. Again, lean to your candor, friends. Why? Why all this protection? And any building the president enters is searched over with a fine-tooth comb before he gets there. Now, the Secret Service, for those that did not know, was originally created in 1865 to suppress counterfeit currency, period. It had nothing to do with the president's safety until 1907, when Congress passed the Sundry Civil Expense Act, which now meant that two men would be in full-time charge of the president's safety. I said two men would be in full-time charge of the president's safety, not an entourage of the military. The Secret Service now has 3,200 employees. And whenever the president leaves the White House, the secretary or the Secret Service, forgive me, calls on other federal, state, and local agencies to heighten security measures. Don't tell me, Bradley, duh, common sense comes into play. This isn't how America started out. This isn't America 50 years ago in this country. See, the American people, let me add, have taken the President of the United States, not understanding that in the Constitution of the United States of America, that a title of nobility is not given to the President of the United States of America. But yet, America, you've been so desensitized and dummied down and uneducated in so many different ways that you actually believe that the President, without the title, is a king and needs to be treated as such. Now, keep in mind, America, 78% of you professed Christians that failed to read your Bible need to understand that when our king, remember, after all the miracles he performed, the people wanted to make him the king, take him by force and make him the king, the Bible tells us. Isn't it interesting that when he was going down the streets, he was sitting on the back of a donkey? That is our king, and his name is Jesus Christ. Today, what we see is, again, a monarchy, a king, without name. Because the American people treat him as such. They treat him like he is above that which he is supposed to be. And that's why, as a matter of fact, he does what he does and what he's not supposed to do and what he's not supposed to be. They don't tear down the Constitution and recreate it in their own image. But America, you've tolerated this, but I want to set it in scope for you today and set it for the level, friends, that we don't have a king in this country outside of King Jesus. We'll be right back.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela with OperationJerichoProject.com. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. He also reveals evidence of the anti-American, anti-family and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community, and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio and Operation Jericho Project in our mission to rescue our children from the government system. And let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you want to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, those two pages interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Facebook account, which is Bradley Dean. Bradley Dean on Facebook, double E, Bradley Dean on Facebook. And or if you'd like to, go over and check us out on our Twitter account for what it's worth. It is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933 at any time. This is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because truly, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Read John 14:6, 1 Timothy 2:5, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and so on and so forth from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelations. And you'll understand who we follow here. He's the captain of our salvation, known as the Lion of the tribe of Judah, also known as the Man of War. His name is Jesus Christ, the Son of the Most High God. And we are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ here. So, again, friends, going back to the first segment, we got much to cover, and I got a lot of details I want to get off to you. But I was just sharing with you that if the president and those that serve we the people were led to believe that those that serve we the people, why is it that they're so heavily guarded against we the people? I think it's rather telling. And I should even say I think. I know it's rather telling, friends. I shared with you during the first segment that up until Harry Truman's presidency, former presidents were dropped off at their homes and were provided no special pensions, no security or other benefits, and they would become average American citizens just like those that they served. But today they have this ideology, this perversion in their minds that they're some sort of demigod, that they can, D-E-M-I, demigod, that they are above the law when in fact they are not above the law. And we see the crimes that they're being exposed for on a daily basis through the state-controlled corrupt media on a daily basis, friends, and the American people are led to believe that, well, you know, they're above the law, they can go ahead and do what they want to do, or you hear this, nothing's going to happen to them. Of course nothing's going to happen to them, because you've taken on the mindset that there's nothing that you can do about it, when in fact all the power is given unto you. The power of the Constitution lies within the people to enforce it. You are the government in this country, and it starts out, the preamble of the Constitution, with "we the people for a purpose." And again, if you go to the preamble of that preamble, which that's in fact what they do call it, friends, is the preamble, but going back to the Declaration of Independence, folks, keep in mind again, they derive their just powers from the consent of we the people. So don't complain about what you tolerate. If you don't like your reflection, then I'll tell you what. Get a justice lift. Get a facelift. Okay, and deal with it. Let's correct the problems. Let's be a part of the answer and not a part of the problem. When we realize and we're re-educated to understand as to who we are rather than what the media wants us to believe that we are not. But again, why is it that in this country today that you believe that those that serve we the people are above the law, when in fact, when you read the Constitution, that's why I'm constantly making reference to Article 2, Section 4, concerning their crimes, they can be removed for the smallest infraction. And really what it comes down to is the American people don't want to do anything about the problem, because if they did, how many of these men would be in jail today? So many of them. All folks, people that would surprise you for their crimes would be in jail. Now, just keep in mind, friends, if the media is not attacking them, you can rest assured they're a part of the system that you're complaining about. And it's also a part of the system that you're tolerating. And I also want to tell you, when they lead through opposition, which is a Stalin tactic, a Vladimir Lenin tactic like they're using for Donald Trump, you can bet your bottom dollar, friends, that they're a part of the system. Well, why do you say that, brother? Here, let me just bring you to the presence real quick, and then we'll go back to what we're talking about, back to 2014. We'll work our way up. I just seen a post just yesterday. And this is what it said. It was a tweet by President Donald Trump. And keep in mind, if they didn't want him there, they would have took the cameras off him. But they groomed him for how many years to get him to where he's at now? It's interesting that the said president, Donald Trump, tweeted this out. Listen carefully. This is the president of the United States of America. This is what he said. Hillary Clinton can illegally get the questions to the debate and delete 33,000 emails, but my son Don is being scorned by the fake news media? I mean, folks, he puts the question to the criminal as if to say that he has no power to indict and prosecute these people. And let me ask you this. If he doesn't have the power to indict and prosecute these people, then I got a question for you. Who is he working for? The American people are still waiting for that special prosecutor that was promised by Donald Trump concerning the likes of Clinton's and the Obamas. Where's it at? The surest sign that he was the real deal, friends, is they would have kept the cameras off him, first of all. Secondly, friends, he would have, if he would have got into the position and the people were really behind him, which I believe that there is a media swell behind him, because people understand that they are allowing the cruelties of corruption to swell their ranks. I get all that. But I'm simply saying that if Donald wasn't a player, how come he hasn't brought forth that special prosecutor concerning the likes of Hillary Clinton? Now he's talking like a citizen, friend, by saying Hillary Clinton can illegally get the questions to the debate and delete 33,000 emails, but my son Don is being scorned by the fake news media. Well, let me remind you of something here, Mr. Donald Trump. You're supposed to be the people's choice, the president of the United States of America, Deuteronomy 17. What have you done concerning your campaign promises? And I can go down a long list of things that were promised that haven't even been talked about. Or they're trying now, his administration is trying to divert attention away from the fact that things that he promised that would be so easy, he's now finding out now that they're not so easy. Where is the justice in the rule of law that he promised? If he was the real deal, that was the first thing that he would have done. That would have been the first thing. He is acting, he is blurting the truth out in his confusion is what he's doing. He is showing you that he is not in power. Do you remember back in the 90s, Bill Clinton said that there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over? Do you remember when Bill Clinton said, there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over? I want to tell you, that government inside the government that Billy Bob or Donald Trump have no control over is the corruption the American people tolerate. When you highlight, when you hear the likes of all these conservatives out there highlighting the crimes of the Bilderbergers and the Rothschilds and the Kissingers, and I can go down the list and all these elitists, really what they're doing is highlighting the power of the people that have been given power by the people in this country to go ahead and do the things that they want to do. You heard me right. They can only get away with, America, what you let them get away with. But going back to Donald Trump, 1-866-582-9933. Why is Donald Trump leaving? Why is he leaving tweets like this? Giving power to Hillary Clinton to go on in her criminal and illegal activities? He's the president of the United States of America. I just simply laid the question to you, America. Where is that special prosecutor? And by the way, if this is not an isolated cry in the wilderness, many people across this country are looking for that special prosecutor and the rule of law to be brought back in under Donald Trump. Why hasn't Donald Trump brought that forth? Who does he work for, America? Because it coincides exactly with as to what we're talking about right now. Why is the president of the United States protecting himself from the people, we the people that he himself claims that he serves? Because going back now to 2014, in the point of Harry Truman's presidency, and presidents prior to Harry Truman, friends, they were dropped up at their homes. Listen carefully. They weren't provided no special pensions. They weren't provided security or other benefits. They were dropped off like Woodrow Wilson was, and they said, have a good day. Thank you for your service to our country. Bye. In his case, destruction, correct? League of Nations, Taxation Without Representation, 1913 Tax Act, remember that? Yeah. I mean, when these presidents, all the way up to Harry Truman, were dropped off, they would just become an average American citizen. Of course, they were average while they were serving us. They're servants, not benefactors. And I also highlighted during the first segment, America, that Truman would take daily walks around Washington, D.C. He would have one of those bodyguards or two in tow. And Americans could walk right up to him and shake his hand. How come you don't see that today? How come you see an entourage of the military and the Secret Service around the said presidents? Here's another thing for you, America, to put a little salt on your tongue. Who does the Secret Service work for? Are they there to protect the president, or are they there to protect special interest groups? Or let me ask you this, or both. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarSoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9933. Talking about how those that serve we the people are protecting themselves against the people that they're supposed to serve. And it doesn't line up with American history whatsoever. And speaking of title of nobility, read Article 1, Section 9, Clause 8. No title of nobility shall be granted by the United States, and no person holding any office of profit or trust under them shall, without the consent of the Congress, accept of any present, omulence, office, or title of any kind, whatever, from any king, prince, or foreign state. Just think about that. Just think about that, friends. Well, what's happened since then? When presidents work for the people, they feel safe enough to walk up and be friendly with their constituents. However, when they work for special interests and are being treated as crown kings, which they are not, they suddenly feel that they need to be protected from their constituents. That's you and me, America. I mean, the writing's on the wall. It really, truly is. Let's take a parallel look at President Washington and the current administration back in 2014. In 1789, the federal government under President Washington had 350 federal civilian employees. Today, the number is in the millions. They're stacking the cards against America. In 1832, the total federal budget was $11 million. In 2011, it was over $4 trillion. Since 1900, the total number of government laws and regulations the average citizen is required to obey has increased in an estimated 3,000%. This is why they're protecting themselves against you, friends, because they're enslaving you. Do you not understand that? And to put this into proper perspective, to he who committeth sin is a servant of sin. You're a slave. Jesus said this. Since 1900, the total number of government laws and regulations the average citizen is required to obey has increased an estimated 3,000%. We could break this down right now. But did you know that even during the incumbencies of presidents, if they were to borrow money, they were to pay it back before the end of their incumbencies? Did you know that? Now what they're doing is they're indebting your kids. So instead of it falling back to them and their responsibility to zero out the debt that they've incurred, now they're laying it on the backs of your sons and your daughters, which includes you as well. This is why they're protecting themselves against you, America. Look what they're doing with Obamacare right now. They found a scapegoat, John McCain. They all the while know that they're not working for me and you, because if they were, why is it, America, that Obamacare, Romney Care, Affordable Care Act, now the American Health Care Act, let me ask you something, America, why is it not applicable to them? It is. That's why people are calling for the 28th Amendment. In other words, what it comes back to is do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. But it shows you why they are working against you, America. I'm sorry. It shows you why they are putting security around themselves to protect them from you, because they're not serving you. They're not working for you anymore, America. This has been going on for a long time in this country. And I just highlighted a short stack of statistics for you. James Madison stated that every word of the Constitution decides a question between power and liberty. As the government increases control, this leads to a corresponding decrease of individual liberty and responsibility. See, the real problem is when all this power becomes centralized and is left unchecked by the public, then comes the rationale that they have the badge and they must be right. And you know why they fall to that? And you know why Americans fall to that rationale, friends? Because they don't want to do their due diligence to find out if it's true or not until after the fact. That's the making of a slave. Thomas Jefferson, who lived through the era of the Revolutionary War, warned the two enemies of the people are criminals and government. So let us tie the second down with the chains of the Constitution so the second will not become the legalized version of the first. Of course. America, look at how far you have fallen to actually accept the mentality that you have taken on. I want to go over to show you the cost of what it takes to move the president. But what I'd like to do before that is I'd like to go to just one, we'll go to one point, and that will be the president, one character, that will be the president, and we'll go to his car to prove the point and to further solidify my point. Because everyone's heard of Air Force One, of course you have, the ultra-secure, ultra-luxurious airplane that chauffeurs the President of the United States around the world. And it turns out that there's also a very special presidential car for, listen to what it says, America, the leader of the free world. He is not the leader of the free world. He is the servant of the free world. There is a big difference. It's like all these prosperity preachers today that you see. You would think, isn't it funny, going to the church, bringing it back to the spiritual, going from the natural to the spiritual, isn't it interesting these prosperity preachers have armed guards when they walk up and down the aisles? Armed guards. I even remember going to church one time, probably 8 years ago, a guy had a church of 50 congregationalists, 50. He had an armed guard walk him from his back door up to the pulpit. Did you ever see Jesus do this? What's going on? It's the same thing that we're seeing in government. Well, it started in the church. Well, what gives here? Why do they need to protect themselves? Because you can see that it's now become self-serving. And again, it's not working for the people. Let's go to the beast real quick. This is the car the president has. Although it's more properly known as the United States Presidential State Car, or its Secret Service code name, Stagecoach, it's frequently known as the Cadillac One. And because of its offensive capabilities and ability to withstand major attacks, it's also known as, well, simply the beast. And by the way, the car is not actually a Cadillac, although it bears the company's famous logo on its grill. The cars are custom built by GM, who won the current contract to construct a fleet of presidential cars. Each iteration of Cadillac One has about a dozen copies, so they can be sent all over the world ahead of the president. Whoa! All over the world! Did you hear what I said, America? The president, all over the world, they have these cars called the Beast. They're sent out all over the world. I thought he was the president of the United States. I didn't know that he was the president of the world. The president, as he goes out into the world, has his little military entourage. Why? Especially if, you know, the media would have us going back to Barack Hussein Obama. He has all this support from the people. I mean, people in the droves would lay down their lives to protect Barack Hussein Obama. The problem is that was not the truth. The opposite was true. Going back to the Beast, although the automobile was invented in the 1890s, it took until 1911 for a U.S. president to buy official state cars. The Secret Service would deck them out with whatever defensive precautions they thought necessary. And finally, during George W. Bush's administration, the Secret Service realized that there was a better way. I mean, here, folks, just to go back, and I'm not trying to get too far off the topic, but have you ever seen the video of when John F. Kennedy and the Secret Service, when it was called off before he started his entourage in Dallas, Texas, the day he was shot? Do you remember watching the Secret Service pulled off detail, off duty, friends? Did you see them walk away from the car when they were to protect him? Do you remember this? And again, it shows you who they're working for. And I want to tell you something, America. That was the day the truth fell in America, and the American people have allowed it to remain there. Read Isaiah 59. The Beast, the presidential cars, were becoming extremely heavy because of all the modifications the Secret Service was making to these cars. In 2001, the Secret Service awarded a contract to General Motors to customize the presidential car. Although the car still has the look of Cadillac DeVille, it is actually built on a chassis for a sport utility vehicle. And with all of the extras that are built into the car, there's a substantial need for a heavier-duty chassis. Now listen to this. This is detailing the Beast, the presidential car. The question I lay to you is, why? The doors are 8 inches thick and can not only block projectiles, but also keep out chemical attacks through a special extra-tight seal. You know, just let me stop for there for a moment as well. I thought about this. And I thought about the politicians of the day. They have Secret Service around them. They have armed guards around them. They have armed guards around their buildings. They have armed guards around their cabinets. They have armed guards everywhere protecting them from we the people. Now take that to the military that are called up by these people that create the wars, that have all these modifications to protect them from we the people in the United States. But when our military goes over to foreign lands, they are subjected to all kinds of evils, all kinds of danger. Our police don't even have bulletproof glass, America, but the politicians do. I mean, in some states, friends, do you know that? And in other countries, forgive me, they're now disarming the police. They're giving them stun guns. But you try to go in, for example, into England, you go into government chambers, friends, they are armed to the hilt. But you ever notice those young boys and those young girls going to fight their wars that they create? Isn't it interesting how they are subjected to all sorts of diverse dangers with absolutely nothing protecting them? But those that create the wars, I'll tell you what, they have 5 layers of glass. 8 inches thick and can not only block projectiles, but also keep out chemical attacks through a special extra tight seal. I mean, folks, just think how loving and kind and compassionate you've allowed your servants to become, that even school zones are gun-free zones. But also keep in mind, when we take that onto the back of that little train, it's also, folks, the same people that I'm talking about right now are the ones that sanctioned the murder of the innocent in the womb. Yet look at how they protect themselves, baby. Whoa! You want to talk about a whole lot of hypocrisy? Well, I'm exposing it right now. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off, plus free shipping.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95. A month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, and real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, I love this topic because it again exposes how upside down the American people have become and what they tolerate. We're highlighting right now that if the President of the United States of America or any other prospective body that's to serve we the people, why is it that they're arming themselves against we the people? And right before the break, I was just talking about how is it that when they send our kids to go fight unconstitutional wars, they're subjected to all manner of danger, all, folks, diverse dangers. Now listen to this. Going back to the beast, and I'm going to make another point in just a moment here. Did you know that the beast, the president car, his car, the chassis is reinforced to protect the passengers from bombs underneath the car? It's interesting because we have a friend, his name is Brian Kolob, Airman Kolob. He was the first veteran that actually lost three limbs, who lives in Arizona now. He's a friend of the ministry's. We've had him on the radio before. It's interesting because an IED went off under one of his vehicles, a Hummer, over in the Middle East, and it blew off three of his limbs. But man, the President of the United States of America, he has all this reinforced protection from bombs underneath the car. All of the car's bodywork is armed with a combination of steel, aluminum, titanium, and ceramic. I mean, the gas tank has a special armor surrounded by foam to prevent it from exploding if it's shot. In addition to defensive capabilities, the car also has some offensive weapons. The car is fitted with tear gas cannons to disperse crowds. And of course, the beast generally travels in a large motorcade surrounded by other Secret Service vehicles, so the situation would have to be dire for any weapons to be used. And did you also know this, America? In the beast, the president's car, there are 2 pints of blood of the president's blood type in Cadillac 1 at all times. The back compartment where the president rides can be sealed against not only chemical attacks, but also against nuclear contamination. Even when the tires are punctured, the car can continue driving on them. Wow, that's pretty crazy. Is that available to me and you? Oh boy, isn't this the same government that's trying to disarm the American people that has weapons of such high capacity to be used against people that might hurt them? But for some reason or another, we can't own AR-52s and AK-47s. Well, listen, you work for us, and if you've got them, you better bet your bottom dollar we have got them. And there's a reason we have got them. Maybe you, public servants, might want to read the Constitution so you can understand how backward you are in your mentality when you come to the notion that it's okay for you to do it, but for we the people not to do it, you have got to be out of your mind. You're armed to the hilt, but we can't be armed to the hilt. No, it doesn't work that way in this country. Read the Constitution. All of these modifications make the gas mile, the mileage take a major hit. The car reportedly gets somewhere between 4 and 8 miles per gallon. Speaking of the beast, it can also take a while to go from 0 to 60 due to the extremely high weight of the car. Wow. Talking about the privileged, huh? I mean, these are privileged folks. I mean, you would think, I mean, from what I just highlighted, friends, that they're protecting themselves from we the people for some reason or another. And it's interesting, just showing you the technology, friends, if you want to go to your phone right now and just say, where am I? I don't care where you're at in the United States. Your phone will tell you exactly where you're at. And with all of these Secret Service here, are you telling me they can't prevent someone, some random attack with all the information, all the illegal wiretapping, surveillance with drones? Folks, you have got to be out of your mind to think that this is the norm, because this isn't the same America your grandpa and grandma grew up in. This is another question that needs to be laid to those that serve we the people. Well, and I can tell you what they say. Well, because times are now calling for it. Well, let me ask you something, Mr. Representative. Why are times calling for it? Because if you were doing your job and scattering evil through judgment, we wouldn't have this problem in the first place, now would we? Because every time you see on the news more crime being committed on a nationwide basis, it shows you and it's an exhibition of what the government is not doing by restraining men from sin. Breaking the law. People just need to think. That's what it comes down to. Why does it cost, going to the cost of the president, why does it cost the president $2,614 per minute to travel? Hey, folks, the former presidents from George Washington, hey, folks, they had carriages. They had horses. How is it that George Washington was known as the man who could not die in battle? He was shot several times with bullet holes in his jacket, yet survived unscathed. He told his family, by the all-powerful dispensation of Providence, I've been protected beyond all human probability or expectation. What of King David? You're forever at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Your holy angels are encamped around me, keeping me from the evil one as they hold to the commandments of God. How is it that David and men of God are protected beyond all human probability? Now we're seeing who their dependency is upon, America, and it's not God. It's those that they work for, and it's the arm of the flesh. And I want to say this, cursed is the man that trusteth in the arm of the flesh. I mean, like King David, God protected George Washington from his enemies too. That's a whole other show, and it's a great one, by the way. I mean, in the past half century, we have seen the corrupt in government slowly usurp their authority and declare war on the American people. And the protection of the president has risen to ridiculous measures. And why? Because they're not serving you, the people, anymore. They're protecting themselves against we, the people. And this is not just the president of the United States of America. Let's go to the cost. We got two more minutes. Between the motorcades, airplanes, helicopters, and security entourages, travel for a U.S. president is an insanely complex and highly orchestrated endeavor. And it's not just his motorcade with its 40 to 50 vehicles and over 100 people protecting him. Wow! Wow! You can't make this up, man! You just can't make it up! The dude needs 100 people protecting him with 40 to 50 vehicles? And that's not just, and folks, that's not including the helicopters and the airplanes. Hey, as a matter of fact, going back to technology, did you know that I can go to my phone right now and ask Siri what aircrafts are flying over my head right now? And it usually gives me a download of 4 to 5. This is... tell you that there's nothing you can do about it. The short trips that the president takes, then comes none other, folks. Then comes after that a route car with 20 to 30 motorcycles along with that motorcade. That comes through before the rest of the motorcade comes to close off all exits, intersecting streets, and to push cars to the outside of the street. Wow. Then come the local police, followed by the secure package, a group of cars that include two identical, they even have the same plates, up-armored presidential limos, one of which contains the president as well as lots of weapons and 2 pints of the commander-in-chief's blood type, as I highlighted earlier. And America, going back to this, you are led to believe that they are serving we, the people. What mindset have you taken on that our forefathers never envisioned in a million years? What mindset have you taken on not to believe within yourselves that this is nothing short of an acting king on a global scale? And these are the same people that are trying to disarm you, America. And I end with this. If they were here working for we the people, then why is it that they're defending themselves in such a fashion from we the people? And I can give you the answer. It's because they're not serving we the people. If they were, the people would love them and they'd be the first ones to follow them into any battle called for, as long as they were willing to lay themselves down and be the first ones to go. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.